Wrangell City employees in the departments of Electric, Harbor, Public Works, Sanitation, Wastewater, as well as a custodian for the pool and museum, are now being represented by IBEW Local Union 1547. This group of 23 employees does not include the department heads. Negotiations between the city and IBEW had taken place for over a year before the collective bargaining agreement was approved by both parties. Dennis Zeiser is the assistant business manager for IBEW Local 1547 and was a bargaining agent for the city employees.
It was a good learning process, I think, for both sides of the table. I think we're looking at jointly working with the employer to create a good, productive working environment. You know, we're not here to try to make everybody rich or to try to bring the management to its knees or anything like that. We understand that if there's no employer, well, then the employees don't have a job. So it's a cooperation between labor and management to make it a better place to work.
Zeiser's job was to get the contract or the collective bargaining agreement approved and signed.
The main thing is that it's in an agreement signed by both parties. So, therefore, what is in there is law.
This first-time agreement lays out the rules, regulations, and conditions that the employees work under. Most of these items had already been in effect through the city's employee handbook. The main difference is a grievance process. There is now a clear procedure that employees have to go through to grieve anything that's not within the collective bargaining agreement.
There's a written process there by which they can bring certain violations to light with management, and then through that process, we try to work it out with management.
There are set guidelines and timelines for hearing and discussing these grievances. Prior to this, the employees just had a system of meet and confer. Other items in the agreement include certain guarantees about working conditions, safety, wages, overtime, holidays, vacations, and sick leave. Zeiser said only minor changes were made to these items.
There are some conditions in there that will allow them benefit from increases in their wages under certain conditions.
Retirement and health benefits for the city employees now represented by IBEW will not be affected by the collective bargaining agreement. Zeiser says that for a first-time agreement, negotiations went really well.
I appreciated the efforts that management put forth and the council. Each time there, we had at least one council member there on their side of the table. I appreciated all their efforts. Although we disagreed numerous times, we were able to work through it and get the very first one that Wrangell's ever had, and I think it's the beginning of a good relationship.
This current contract will last for 1 year. If all goes well in that time, prior to the expiration date of March 31st, 2009, IBEW plans to extend the contract and make changes as needed. Within Southeast, IBEW Local Union 1547 also represents the city employees of Ketchikan, Ketchikan Public Utilities, and a portion of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough employees. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.